Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Not me following through in your fantasies. I'm like,
not you being my perfect assistant.
Did you DM him?
I wish you had a passion for assisting so you could be my assistant. I'll pay you.
Is that what the tape's on?
What if you become my assistant? I'll pay you. You want a second job, honey?
Money talks, Kimmy.
How much do you want a month to be my assistant?
I don't know. I don't know.
You would be my perfect assistant, dude. I'm trying to think of a more perfect assistant for me. And not in a disrespectful way, like Sarah's below me.
It's already like I know her schedule.
She knows me so well.
I do know her schedule.
She either has to be my wife or my assistant. It's one of the two.
It's got probably assistant.
Yeah, dude, please. Please.
You want me to be your assistant?
Yes. It could be your job. I'll give you
fuck your career, just become my
still do stand up, but you're also my assistant. When we're in the sacred ground, I go, Sarah, don't I have a 9 a.m
and then I
should you be drinking this much?
I'm drinking this much because I'm your personal assistant is the thing.
Not even personal, just work assistant.
Going to get you Q-tips.
No. That's too far.
I'm not going to go get you tampons or whatever.
Sarah,
I'm low on the tampons.
Sarah, did you roll my joint? Sarah.
I don't know how to roll joints.
Oh, yeah. That's why you couldn't be my personal assistant. My personal assistant's got to be rolling some joints, sweetie.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't want that taken away from me. I like the...
The art.
The art of rolling the joint. I really do.
I know.
Well, it takes... Because the joint's gone so quickly that I like the...
The ritual. I know you do. You know, in...
Catch it. Dude, you hit that shit.
Dude.
We're high.
We're high at the hive, baby.
Okay, did you hear? I was on my way here in an Uber, and I opened Twitter, and I saw something extremely disturbing.
Damn.
Well, there is, before hold on, we... Hold on. Just before we keep going. This is very loud. I don't know if it's my headphones, and there is a static. Do you hear that static?
Yeah. It's a subtle step.
I'm not getting the static on my head. It might be your headphones.
Okay.
I think it is the headphones too.
Can I turn this down a little?
Yeah. There should be a volume on that, guys.
Let me see. There it is. Perfect. Okay.
Yeah, that sounds better.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, we're in. So I was in an Uber and I saw this. What?
Welcome to This Bitch with Sarah Weinschenk and Kim Congdon.
From the hive.
Oh shit. You're right. Welcome to another episode of This Bitch Podcast. We're at the Comedy Store Studios. We're live from the hive at the Comedy Store Studios. I'm Kim Congdon.
And I'm Sarah Weinschenk.
I don't think we've ever done the intro the same twice.
No.
I will tell you that.
No.
We are the most inconsistent intro in all of podcasting.
We keep it fresh. We keep it exciting.
We do keep it exciting. We fucking keep it fresh in here. And you know what else is fresh? This news story. The latest.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Ryan Garcia. If you don't know who Ryan Garcia is, he is a boxer and a fighter. Whoa. Okay, so he went on this thing that was like, do you remember Clubhouse during COVID, the app where people speak?
Yeah.
And there's like two speakers and there's like thousands of listeners. It's like a live podcast, essentially.
Yeah.
He went on that with...
That still exists?
I think it was with Andrew Tate, if I'm not wrong. And so before we pull this stuff up, he admitted... he claims that he was at 2 years old and his whole life, and he's in Bohemian Grove, the place that Alex Jones covered, where Alex Jones said that they're kids, is real, and that he was in the woods, then brought into the woods, and then was forced to watch other kids be, and then he became famous. And he's saying that he's not on drugs. He's saying he's not going crazy. He's saying that he's publicly admitting this, that it is real. And he's saying that they're going to kill him if we all don't stand up and be by his side. So that's what I just got in the Uber on the way here. I was like, holy fuck, we have to talk about this. This is nuts. And now he also claimed a few days ago that his social media has been hacked and his credit cards are locked. So now after saying that on that app, all his social media is really crazy.
Oh, was he posting? I think I might follow him. Was he posting like his girlfriend?
He's always posting a girlfriend. Okay. Before this, that's what makes me think he was is how terribly he treated all his girlfriends. I think he had a thing where he had a girlfriend, she had a baby, he left her, and then he had another girlfriend with a baby, and I think he immediately left her too. So he's got some weird relationships. Something already happened to this kid. I met this kid. And
you did?
Yeah, he was here.
At the store?
Yeah, and he was very nice, but something, he was hurt. You know when you can see someone and they're hurting?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. You know what I mean? Well, I see lots of hurt people all the time.
Yeah. And hurt people hurt people. You're right. So he breaks his silence after a disturbing video claiming he was dead and had his throat slit appeared on social media, raising concerns about the American's well-being. So the story that everybody else is putting out is that he's going crazy, that he either has CTE. But then, like, when he brought up Bohemian Grove, people were like, oh, fuck, that's exactly what Alex Jones was talking about. So
that's crazy.
It is crazy.
What is it, another Sandy Hook, Alex Jones mistake?
You know what I think about Alex Jones? I think that he goes so hard. I think that he's probably hit a couple that are real.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And then now he is in this vortex of believing everything. Because once you find out that a few are real, you're like, fuck, you know, 9/11.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then you're like, fuck, dude, everything's kind of a lie and set up.
Right. That makes sense.
And then you believe everything, even the stuff that might be not real. Like, actually,
but
true.
I've never even heard of Bohemian Grove.
I haven't either. Can we pull up Bohemian Grove? Bohemian Grove sounds like a fun
vacation.
I gotta tell you, if you said, honey, let's get on my friend Tom Hanks says we're going to Bohemian Grove for the weekend, I'd put on my swimsuit.
I would too.
I'd put on my suit. I'd start doing the keto diet.
I'd have my tits out. Bohemian Grove.
I'd show up naked by accident to the ritual. I'd be like, pass
me a joint.
Pass me a joint. If it's a child, you're like, no! That is a horrible but funny film, is two girls thinking they're going on a beautiful island end up in a sex trafficker's ring.
What is Okay. What? The Bohemian Club. That's different.
No. Bohemian Grove. Yes, it's in California. Bohemian Grove, California is a restricted 2,700-acre campground of 20601 Bohemian Avenue belonging to the Private Gentlemen's Club. Already a problem.
Already a problem.
Honey, when gentlemen need to be private, something fishy's happening.
Dude, should we go to 20601 Bohemian?
I think we've had enough adventure.
Yeah.
Seeking secret societies.
Yeah, I think
we're a little stuffed.
Yeah, I think
after our whole ordeal.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're not investigating anything.
Honey, we're going to put out what Ryan claims
and keep living
a long, healthy life.
Yeah. That's true.
The Bohemian's all-male membership includes artists and musicians. Uh-oh.
Already a problem.
No. Private gentlemen that are artists and
musicians.
Guilty. Guilty as charged.
Guilty.
What do you more think? Like Bohemian molest.
Who do you think's there? More like Bohemian grope.
Oh! You hit that.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Bohemians' all-male membership includes artists and musicians, as well as prominent business leaders, government officials, former U.S. presidents, senators.
Oh, former U.S. presidents!
Oh, and people of power. This place is a nightmare. Members may invite guests to the Grove. Guests may be invited to the Grove for either the Spring Jinx.
Is this real? This is the Spring
Jinx?
That sounds like a hex you're going to put on someone.
That sounds like a thing, something you do on April Fool's.
It's the spring.
You put a little toast under someone's pillow. They wake up. They go, I got toast. A spring jinx.
Yeah. What?
It sounds so. All the things they say are sound so friendly. Spring jinx. Gotcha.
A Bohemian
jinx,
girl.
You owe me a child.
That's wild.
Okay. Nixon on Bohemian Grove.
Have you guys ever heard that? Like, Richard Nixon used to record all of his conversations, and then he has like he was talking shit. He's just like, oh, they're all doing gay stuff over there.
Really? Not Nixon calling out the gays. The gay sex.
Nixon on Bohemian Grove. Second.
Oh, it's not even letting me click it. That's so
weird. Whoa. We can't click it? That's weird. Oh, not at refreshing. They're trying to keep us out. What if something took over the keyboard and it just typed stop?
That would be the beginning of a horror movie.
Yeah. White House Oval Office, May 13th, 1971.
President Nixon took the time to have an impromptu conversation with two of his close aides. H.R. Haldeman.
Oh, wow, what a haircut. What a haircut on that guy. By Nixon
staffers. Can we play this on the pod?
I think we have to talk over it.
Okay. Well, that head is insane. We're saying something. The shape of this man's head is fucking nuts.
It looks like Herman Monster. You know the monsters?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but when a man has his feet on the desk when there's a meeting happening...
Nothing good. Just a bunch of white men having a meeting.
All right, this is... Yeah.
La 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 la.
What happened in San Francisco? Oh, it's gone queer. Oh, okay. Not just queers in the ratty part of town, he said. They're everywhere. They're spreading.
Bohemian Grove. Whoa. No!
That is hilarious. He said it is the most... He said that the Easterners come to Bohemian Grove, and I'm just quoting Nixon. I'm sorry, I'm quoting a president. But it is the most god thing you could ever imagine. They must have been having fun at the Grove before it got all weird. Or do you think it was weird here?
I don't know. I'm like, what's the most thing you can imagine? Like men in high heels? Like, are they making friendship bracelets? Like, what's like the gayest thing you can imagine? I think butt plug stuff? Like, you know,
I don't know. I think we should go back to I'm not worried about what the gays are doing.
Yeah.
If they're having a party in Bohemian Grove during the Nixon era, let them.
Yeah.
I want to know what's happening here. Maybe that's when it started too. I don't know. I'm not trying to
be. But it's also like
I'm not trying to be overly unhomophobic. Well, where I'm right. Like the gays would never. They could.
Right, but I think it's two different things. There's
I would hate to be too woke about this.
Yeah, but there's also there's difference between children and then just being gay.
Right, but my whole point was,
yes,
they could be doing both.
Yeah, they could be.
We can't
but
be.
We don't know.
We don't know, and we're also not blaming the gays because we're
definitely not the gays.
We're blaming the power.
Hollywood
elites,
maybe
also,
allegedly.
Who are
allegedly?
Allegedly.
The episode is just named Allegedly.
I think it should be called Bohemian Grope.
Yeah.
So now his social media is all fucking crazy and shit. Ryan Garcia breaks his silence after disturbing video claiming he was dead and had his throat slit appeared on social media, raising concerns about the American's well-being.
Is he? He's an MMA, right?
He's a boxer.
Okay.
He's really good. Have you ever seen his clips? Can we pull up a... Hold on. Pause this. Can we pull up a quick video of Ryan Garcia speed boxing?
Hell yeah.
This is gonna shirtless, maybe.
Oh no, not shirtless.
He's hot. I have a picture with him on my social media.
I do remember that when he came to the Comedy Store. It was a big deal. Whoa. That's crazy.
Yeah.
What I'm watching is fucking insane. It's like the Energizer Bunny, dude.
Yeah, dude. He can fucking, he goes crazy. Look how quick his hands are.
I could watch this like,
it's like ASMR, for a while. But for my clit.
Yeah. It's true. Can you hear the sounds of our clits throbbing?
Ew! Ew! Sarah!
What? What?
Don't say, can you hear the sounds of our clits throbbing?
I took it too far?
Too far.
One thing about Mama, she didn't take it too far.
She took it too far.
Honey.
Well, now they're saying he's crazy and that he has CTE and don't believe him. But I don't know. Bohemian. Oh, yeah. We were reading about Bohemian Grove.
Wikipedia.
Yeah. Go back.
Not the other one. Yeah.
We have ADD about this case. Okay. We're not good journalists. We're like, anyways, let's look up Brian's abs. We're trying to crack like a national child trafficking case. Like, anyways, oh, yeah, my clit is throbbing for him.
My pussy is throbbing. Anyways,
turn the throb on. Off. Back to Garden Bohemian Grove.
Grope.
Do you think that's where Sublime went when they said Garden Grove? No, Garden Grove's a real place.
Its own,
I forgot.
Its own thing.
You're right. Are they allowed at these? Okay, so okay. They can bring family members, although female and minor guests must be off the property by 9 or 10. So what's going on at 10 p.m. where all the women have to leave? Because you know what? That's a problem because women, I'll just say this and men don't like hearing it. And I know that I know that there are a lot of sick women out there that are molesters, but just not as much as men. And that's why they can't risk having women there.
Yeah.
They'll tell.
Yeah.
They'll go back home and, hey, girl, how you doing? Did you know that Billy was diddling a kid in Bohemian Grove?
Yeah.
That's why.
But the men.
They'll
hold the secret till the day they die. Well,
one man will try to let it out. He's like, I did something bad. And he goes, here, brother, just take a beer. Don't talk about it.
Hey there. Like, let's go outside for a smoke, man.
After 40 years of membership, the men earned old guard status, giving them reserve seating at the Grove's daily talks, as well as other perks. What are these other perks? What is this, a Patreon tier?
Yeah.
Former U.S. President Herbert Hoover was inducted into the old guard on March 4th,
1953,
and had joined the club exactly 40 years prior. Redwood branches from the Red Grove were flown from Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York City, where they were used to decorate a banquet room for the celebration. This is too much.
Giving cult?
Ew. The club's motto is weaving spiders come not here.
What do you think that means?
Let's try to break that down.
Weaving spiders.
So, women...
Weaving spiders. What is that? Like a spider that's... Wait, I have a question. Yeah. Is a weaving spider like a working spider, like who's like not at the same level as like a spider that's already like has...
Can we look up weaving spiders?
Please. Like, I'm like, okay, is a weaving spider like a spider that's in the process of working still and they don't have any power? Do you know what I mean?
I understand what you're saying, but I don't know what weaving spiders
okay,
are.
Okay, wait,
like, is there a specific type of spider called a weaving spider, or does he mean spiders that are weaving? This is why I failed school, by the way.
Oh, now I have to talk business. Go to the second one, where it says weaving spiders come not here.
The second one.
Yeah.
Seen from a bird's eye view at Google Maps. Yeah, but I don't want to know what they say it is.
Grab
our missing spears and begin to think of the Bohemian Grove trees, theatrical songs that hold exquisite filtering of sunlight down to the boys. Were women there in the powerful glades in the 20s, there's nothing like it to have loins for the first time running around in leaves.
In the 70s, I sang a song of We Became Ourselves Again as women, specifically ours. Howers the leaves of love falling? By Chomper and could see the golden core. I don't know what any of this means.
I don't know what this means. Can we go back?
I think it's a... I'm looking it up also on my phone. I think it's like supposed to be like a nod to like one of Shakespeare's plays. It says Midsummer Night's Dream. This is the club motto implies outside concerns and business deals are to be left at the door.
Oh, working people aren't allowed to come here. It's vacation.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, like, but you were saying like no poor people. I think you're saying like we don't talk business here. This is just fun.
Yeah.
Ew.
That's like a rule you would put with me.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say that to you.
We were at the hike.
Weaving spiders, come not here. I'm going to say that. Dude, because we'll be on a hike and like we have such different minds. Like I'll be on a hike and I swear to God, my mind turns into like a Neanderthal. Like when I'm in the woods, it's like I or in any kind of nature and my thoughts are like one word. That's how I imagine most
primitive people.
Yeah. Yeah.
A caveman.
Yeah. I was going to leave the cave out of it, but yeah, think. but I just walk in the woods and I'm like tree, leaf, dirt,
not me,
rock, height, water. You can hear it. I'll be hiking and I'll just be silent and I'll go water.
Yeah.
It's like really creepy. You, what's in your head when you're hiking?
Okay, well, we had been hiking for probably, we had probably already hiked 2.5 miles. Mm-hmm. We were on the trail. I look at you and go, I got to talk to you, something work related. Yeah. And Zach put a kibosh on it.
Yeah, he did.
Zach said no.
Yeah. Daddy put the foot down.
And I was like, okay.
Sarah's F-150 daddy said no.
Big Daddy F-150. Big Daddy Should we talk about that?
Yeah, her boyfriend's Wi-Fi password is Big Daddy F-150.
Because
the guy that came in and set it up did it without his consent because he has an F-150 that he liked.
Yeah.
And he was like, I made your password Big Daddy F-150. I'm like, that's like Wi-Fi molestation.
I know,
like,
right?
The fact that he did that would make me feel so weird. And now that he has to explain it every time he gives a Wi-Fi out.
It was Big Daddy F-150.
So funny. Anyways, back to the huge trafficking ring.
Okay.
Hey, turn the throb off.
Let's talk back about the weaving spiders.
I mean,
a lot of
famous for a Manhattan Project planning meeting that took place there in September, which led to the atomic bomb. Oh, no.
Well, that was in 1942. What else has happened there since?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true. Can we see pictures of the Bohemian Grove?
Oops. Yeah. Kim, can I get you to not touch your mic?
I feel like I just got in trouble by Zaves.
Not the baby becoming the daddy.
When baby be daddy.
I was looking for the video. I know Alex Jones had like there's video to this.
Oh, look that up. That's fucked up. The most secretive club in America.
That looks bad.
So that like, looks not good,
like
dude.
Guys that dress up like as gold owls and stuff, and they give like big speeches.
Oh, that's Drake's thing. And doesn't he like kids? OVO is like the owl thing.
What? You guys,
I'm connecting the dots. I'm connecting the dots.
You know who's not connecting the dots? Me. Okay, I'm out here like, huh?
Nixon's so pissed off that he's at Bohemian Grove.
Whoa.
He's like, too many things to quote Nixon.
Quote.
Quoting Nixon.
Wow. Look at that fire one. Click that fire one. Creepy. I don't like a bunch of white men standing around a fire in suits.
No, it's very Ku Klux. Looking.
Ku Klux.
You know what I meant.
It's very Ku Klux. Sorry.
KKK. Very KKK.
Weaving spiders come not here.
And an owl.
And an owl.
Not them taking owls from me. I love owls.
You know why they picked an owl? Because they're silent killers.
And they're nocturnal.
Yeah, and they're up at night and they silently pull up and just fucking eat a little mouse. Yeah.
A little snacky
in the night.
Well, look at that. It's a 20-foot tall owl totem.
Okay, that's kind of cool. Besides the fact that it's rapey.
Like, yeah. Like, wow. I'd like to get high and look at the owl.
Yeah, when other people aren't there. Well, I don't know if I want to even be there.
Near.
Yeah. Should we go there for real?
No, we should not go there for real. We're done exploring.
Go to videos. I want to see.
We're not going to be allowed there. They're going to be like two women.
Let's see what Alex Jones had to say about it for a second.
Okay, let's see.
Conspiracy theories, the vaccine, and really what's going on. All right, Alex, let's go.
InfoWars.com. Oh, this is just how it's trying to make it.
Here, fast forward it.
Miracle is a miracle death serum of chimeric combination.
Is this a bit?
Yeah, this is a bit. Oh. This is on the Howard Stern show. Let me see if I can find something, guys.
All right.
Not Howard Stern clickbaiting us. How is he still alive?
From drinking children's blood.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly. I don't know. I think
Howard
we're
Stern.
We're done exploring.
Howard Stern. More like Howard Stern with not touching children. Wait, I think that was the other way. That was kind of a bomb. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
What is this?
Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Girls.
I missed the time when it sounded fun.
Yeah, that was Bohemian Grope.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, this is probably just one of thousands of places. Anyways, my whole point of bringing this up is that that Ryan Garcia will be dead in a week.
But so what's happening with Ryan Garcia's social media? Because that's something that you mentioned.
So yeah, after he said that on Clubhouse, his social media started getting really weird. Like it looks to me like either he's going crazy or someone's trying to make him look like he's going crazy. But he was very like, I mean, I don't know.
Well, like, what is he posting on his social media that's so crazy? Can we look?
Yeah.
Because, like, I got to know what's happening.
Ryan Garcia.
Like, yeah, just like 3 hours ago, he posted this right here.
What does that say?
Oh, there it is. The Louboutin.
Oh, God. We missed. Are we recording?
Yeah.
We missed our baby. I got to tell you, I have a boyfriend now and I did use this.
And
it was fun.
It's
I feel ashamed. I don't know why. I feel a little embarrassing that I didn't just not eat it. Because before I was just taking snack bites of it. You know lube's good if it's your snack.
It's beyond good. It's fucking delicious. So yeah,
this is Mochi Melt.
We're buttery. We're wet. We're the kind of girls you want to pet. Mochi girls.
This is the goat lube. The number one lube, people.
It really is. Yeah. It tastes good. Smells good.
And it's like not sticky. You know, it's like you can tell that it's actually like really water based because it's not sticky. I hate when lube has flavor, but it feels like you're like putting candy on your body.
Yeah, I don't want to put candy on my vagina, but I do want to put Mochi Melt. And it's not embarrassing. It's not like easy lube. It's like name.
Dude, it's like grow up. Put some honeydew in your ass.
Yeah. Grow up. It's time to put some melon in your beehole.
Yeah. Put some melon in your beehole and have some fun. But it actually is. I love the packaging. It's so clean and discreet and it looks like a nice face wash.
You can travel with it.
You could try. I do.
Put a little strawberry on your clit. See if you don't feel better.
A little strawberry on the clit will do it.
The Louboutin of lube.
Where can people find it, Sarah?
Mochimelt.com, discount code TB15.
Ooh, make sure you hit them up. Mochimelt.com, TB15, and tell them this bitch sent you.
Hell yeah, let's get back into the pod.
We got him, boys. Ryan Garcia,
R.I.P.
March 3rd, Sunday, we slit Ryan Garcia's throat and threw him in a basket. Nobody will find him. Satan sitting at the top now, 666. See, Ryan, that's...
He posted a video in response to that, and that's this right
okay,
here.
Okay, let's see the video. I mean, listen. You sure he just didn't take acid and have a rough night?
I'm coming on here to explain what's going on. I'm not in possession of my phone. I'm not in possession of my phone. I can't get access to my Instagram.
He seems pretty sound.
My arms are locked. And I'm just being real, you know, I'm being real taken advantage. And I personally wanted just to send out a video to the people that love me and my fans, and family that's concerned that I'm okay. I'm not dead. I believe in Jesus. All those are lies. And, you know, they try to put me in jail. They're blocking my cards. I can't access my money.
This is exactly what Kanye said happened to him.
I don't know what's going on, but just know I'm okay.
He seems pretty sound there. Not like someone would be like, his throat slit. Also, I will add that he has a fight in 2 weeks, so it could be good promotion. But it's also like, I do just always believe that people are molesting kids everywhere. I don't know. I do side with that and that there are huge secret societies in Hollywood.
I mean, like, the tweet is so fucking crazy. It's like, if they were really going to do something, would they really be like, 666,
I don't know.
Mark of the beast? You know what I mean? Like, it's so literal.
Yeah.
That it's like, if I was going to take over and pretend, like, I would definitely put 666.
Well, yeah. If you were going to pretend.
Mean? If
yes.
I was going to ghostwrite. Like his tweets,
you would put 666.
I would, yeah.
It seems like someone faked it, right?
Yeah,
it seems fake.
It's like, we got him, Mark of the Beast. It's like, what?
Yeah,
it feels a little too hack. It's a little too on the nose.
It's you like know they what tried I mean? Too much to make it look fake, like he was going crazy. They tried too hard to make it look like he was going crazy, and now it just seems fake, especially after this video he puts out.
The video, right, because when you're reading the tweets, you're like, this is someone who's having a psychosis or is in the process of having, like, a mental breakdown.
Right.
And then you see him, and he does seem sound.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, who knows? I mean, maybe he just spent all his money, and that's why his cards are declining.
I don't think so. He's also claiming that he watched children get raped. I mean,
that is crazy.
It's different than your card declining. I've never swiped my card at a store, and they said, sorry, it's not working. I go, you know what? Children are being raped. That's the problem. So I don't know. It's fucked up, dude.
I know. Glad we lighten the conversation. Like, how do you go from...
Let's pull up his abs again.
How do you start? Yeah.
Let's pull up his abs again. Let's see.
Let's take a look at what he's working with again.
Really, let's bring it back to the throb.
The throb.
Yeah.
Let's be men about abs.
We don't want hands. Please, Xavier.
Well, that's what we looked at before.
Yeah, but you know, that's what
That's
what I want. You see that? That's what mommy's craving, my little son.
That is.
That's what mama want. I went to Bohemian Grove.
No. Whoa, he's so hot. Okay, but what does he put? That's all crazy, dude. He's hot as hell. What is his workout regimen?
I don't know, dude. I need his diet.
Drop your meal plan.
I think he works out for like 6 hours a day. So
that's already out.
Dude, I'm on a new diet right now. We could change it from Bohemian Grove. I just wanted everyone to be aware of what's going on socially.
Allegedly.
Not, I would never believe in any of that stuff, but. Whew, boy, do I love my health.
Listen, when you're talking about diet.
Yeah. So I'm on a new diet right now. I'm counting calories. I feel like I'm in high school again.
Why were you doing that in high school?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Honey,
in high school, I had an easy eating disorder.
Same.
I'd be like, 3 carrots till 11.
Two more carrots at 4. Me too.
Then I can eat a decent dinner not go to bed sad. And I'm on that again. So I'm just announcing out loud that I do have an eating disorder.
I also probably do. So takes one to know one, sister.
Hey. Way to lighten up the mood.
Body dysmorphia.
Well, the problem is I've been with my boyfriend for a couple months now, and we've just been eating and, like, not working out. We both haven't been working out, and I've noticed I've gained, like, 12 pounds, and the YouTube comments have noticed. Thank you guys so much for letting me know. I could not tell when I looked in the mirror every day.
It's not like when you put on clothes, you feel different anyway.
Yeah. It's not like pants get tighter.
Yeah, no.
I'm glad you guys have me around. I don't have a scale, so I just use the YouTube comments.
Yeah. They said they're both getting fat because they have boyfriends. Sorry, we're happy.
Sorry. My boyfriend is also, I didn't realize I'm dating a literal feeder. Like, we'll get stoned as fuck, and I'll be, like, passed out in bed with my mouth open, and then just, like, a chicken finger will drop into my mouth. And I just start chewing in my sleeve, and he's, like, standing over me. And, of course, he doesn't gain any weight. The motherfucker eats and has the best body I've ever seen. And
my boyfriend's the same.
I'm just, like, chubby in bed with my underwear. I'm, like, eating this nugget, and he's smiling over me. I'm like, this man loves me. Something's happening, and I like it. I found a feeder, and I didn't know that was one of my fantasies, but it is. But we had to stop. I had to put myself on a 1,200 a day calorie.
That seems very limited.
It is. I don't eat until 4. Today I'm going to push it till 5. Then I'm going to do 150 calorie meal so that I can have a big 900 tonight.
My favorite thing is about how horny you get for saving up your calories. Like when I talked to you yesterday or the day before, you go, yeah, I've saved all my calories so I can go to Sugarfish and act up tonight.
I did. And you know what? Even after Sugarfish, I had 200 calories left. I went and froze some whipped cream with some caramel. Mommy had a night last week. When she went to Sugarfish off 200 calories for the day, it hits different when you're on 200 C's.
200 C's.
The crab handles, they hit different.
Dude, when I was in high school, I had such a weird eating disorder. I would count out. I would read, like, how much one serving of Wheat Thins was.
That's me right now.
And it would say 12, and I'd be like, 1, 2, to count out 12 fucking crackers.
I counted out specifically 9 hot Doritos last night. That's and I said, you know what? I'm going to go over 50 calories today, but... Mommy's treating herself. Mommy's having 1250. It's crazy. And aren't you supposed to have like 2,000 a day?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm off 1,200
that's,
a day.
That's okay. But also like...
But it's also working. I've lost 4 pounds in a week.
But also... It's just funny to me that you're like, I'm dieting, but I had some hot Doritos. It's like, what?
Well, I got stoned and came here last night and played Mafia.
I can't play Mafia as to the same degree that everyone else can.
It's so fun.
I get my attention span is like.
If Sarah's not working, she's sleepy. Those are the two modes she has. She's either working or sleepy. If we're on vacation, she's still working, so she's not sleepy.
That's not true. When we went on our last vacation, that was the most vacation I've ever been.
Yeah. But even I still had to pull you out of working a lot.
I'm addicted to the grind.
That's why she was awake with me at night. She's I go post something on social media so you can stay up with me a little longer. It really gets her fucking heart rate going.
It does.
Yeah. As soon as she's like, we're with a group of friends and everyone's playing a game and she's kind of relaxed, she's like, I think it's time for bed. I'm like, you're just relaxing. There's a difference.
She gets so mad at me when I get so tired. Mad.
It's because she's not. She's just, I see it. I see her,
but can I tell
I see
you
her come down off work and she goes, I'm tired. I'm like, I would be, you know what? But it's the hummingbird thing. You probably go so hard that the second you do relax, you're like, we're shutting down.
Yeah.
The factory's shutting down. You need to work less and have more fun.
Okay.
I stand by that.
All right. When you say, like, for some reason, when you said that, I just imagined myself fucking my boyfriend.
Yeah. Right, fuck your boyfriend more.
Fuck my boyfriend more, work less.
Work less, fuck more.
Hell yeah, dude.
Work less,
that's
fuck
our
more.
Tagline now.
Honey,
that's what the hive's all about.
This bitch podcast. Work less, fuck more.
Noise!
Yeah, dude. Fucking, wait, what were we talking about before that? Mommy's
feeding.
Off zero calories and going crazy off of half Red Bull.
Yeah, you know what I've really had today?
What?
Nothing.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers to 10 calories.
And a Red Bull.
By three.
And then you're like, why aren't you guys taking care of yourselves? Because society. Because mm-hmm. The patriarchy.
You think I wouldn't like to down 3,000 calories a day?
A ribeye? You don't think we want ribeyes and mashed potatoes?
With this eating disorder I'm pulling, I don't even have the energy to work out, sweetie. I sleep until noon. I wake up. I kind of drag my feet until 4. I eat, and then I do work. And I'm going to be doing that, and I'm announcing it publicly for the next 30
Hello.
Days until I am down 15 pounds. 10 more to go, baby.
So does that mean no drinking, or do you save your calories?
I'm not wasting my calories on a mezcal. When I could go home and have a little sip of goat's milk. I put goat's milk over mezcal. Oh, God. Yesterday, I really treated myself. I had a cup of Fruity Pebbles and goat milk.
That sounds disgusting. That sounds like the most stank combo.
It wasn't. It was the most unstank combo.
I just wanted to say stank because I feel like that would drive home the point.
Yeah, no.
Didn't it?
Well, it did. Yeah. But it made me mad because it's not true.
Well, I chose stank wisely.
You did.
I was like, I could say any word.
That's an important part about life. You got to use your stinks wisely.
Yeah, I don't just stank. Stank.
Ooh. Why when I hear stank do I think
of a vagina that
a
smells?
A bad vagina.
Because don't people say
Can
that?
Can I tell you something that pissed me off the other day? And
what?
If you're my boyfriend's family, stop listening. But he says that I can say things about us on the podcast, so I'm going to.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're his family, out of respect, stop listening. He told me he's never... I know this motherfucker is hooked up with a lot of girls because of the way he has sex.
Yeah.
He told me he's never been with a girl with a bad smelling vagina.
That's a lie.
He's like, no, I swear to God, I've never smelled a bad vagina. And I'm like, you're either disgusting or you're lying.
He's lying.
He also doesn't breathe through his nose that well. So I'm wondering if he was breathing. Then I got mad. I was like, so you're just breathing in pussy through your mouth.
That's like...
Do you think he's lying?
I think he's lying.
I think he's lying.
I think he's lying, too. There's got to be
lie
one
about
stank
that.
Pussy.
But why lie about that? That's what I want to know.
Not every pussy could be good.
Yeah, he wanted me to know. Every pussy he's had is great. What, are you trying to make me mad? Is that what that is?
Every pussy was tighter and wetter and smelling better than the next.
Oh, every pussy I had next was better than the last. I gotta tell you, pussy just improves.
Just leveling up.
My God.
Well, that would make sense because now he's got the best.
Dude. Queen of...
You don't just get that gorilla grip.
Oh,
you
shit.
Gotta work your way up.
Dude, you're right. You're right. He trained like a fucking young
athlete.
Samurai.
Yeah.
Like a young samurai to this pussy. You have to... I was wondering why I couldn't find a man I really liked or loved for a while. And they weren't doing their training. They weren't wax on, wax offing. And that's what you need in a man.
They Someone need to get their waxed. Hours in.
They need to get their 10,000 women in.
10,000 women.
Yeah. You need to get a few hours in for me.
Because, like...
Not for everyone.
At this point...
Some women want their men pure.
A pure man?
A pure man. Ugh. I want my man used and calloused.
Yeah.
I want my man just fucking exhausted with pussy.
Exhausted.
That's how I'm found. I found my man tired on the beach, no nut in his balls.
I
swear to God, in Florida in December, just empty sack, just exhausted from fucking.
No.
You just spent a year in Australia with 14 women.
No.
Yes.
That's how you want him.
That's how you want him. Tired.
You want them to be able to find the clit with one eye open.
He shudders at the thought of a slut.
Yeah, it gives him a nom flashback.
Yeah. just squirts everywhere. He's like, I was just drowning in squirt.
Drowning in squirt?
Yeah.
That's wild, dude.
That's wild.
I mean, I've had bad smelling dicks. Haven't you?
A couple.
And that'll really teach you something.
That'll make you never go back.
But that'll make you feel like, am I a lesbian?
Yeah. Do I even like dick?
Yeah, do I even like dick?
Yeah. I've dated people that I didn't like the way their armpits smelled, and I forced myself to still date them.
Same. That, what about sometimes people's...
That's dangerous, people.
People's breaths.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta like their breath even in the morning. A little.
A little.
Enough.
Yeah.
Enough to stand it.
Enough to sand it for sure.
I don't like to make out in the morning. My boyfriend's really into making out.
I hate that morning. Too.
And I'm like, please.
I'm like, let me just like brush my teeth.
Yeah.
Before.
No.
Do you have okay? So but what
he's
do you
a
do
dirty
first?
Animal.
What do you do first? Coffee or teeth brush?
I do coffee first because I don't like my coffee to
taste like
like my teeth are brushed. Is that disgusting?
No, that makes more sense.
And coffee kind of is like. Shitty smelling. Like, it's like after a coffee, you need to brush your teeth anyways. No, I'm not doing 4 brushes a day. We're getting crazy now. I just started flossing regularly.
Do you feel like the older you get, the more shit gets in your teeth?
No, because I just started flossing all the time. I just started like a serious floss habit, which is crazy if you don't floss. Because I used to floss, but not all the time. Like, I used to floss a few times a week. But now that I floss every night, I'm shocked that I haven't been doing it every night.
Yeah,
if you start flossing, you realize how much shit is in between your teeth constantly.
It's gross.
You need to floss. It's really important because that plaque in between your teeth is what's making your breath smell bad. You think it's the outside of the teeth, the back of the teeth, or the tongue? It's the tongue. A lot of it's the tongue. It's just a moist, wet paper towel in your mouth all day.
Ew.
It is.
It's a moist, wet muscle.
Ooh. Oh.
Tongue?
And it's strong. A moist, wet, strong. Is this,
and we open
how strong is the tongue? Isn't it one of like the strongest muscles we have? Or am I making that up?
I feel like it could be.
I feel like
and
it
it's
could
also
be.
Weird that like
I feel like I can lift weights with my tongue a little.
Yeah, reps.
Yeah, I could do a few reps on the tongue.
I mean, is not the strongest muscle. It is composed of 8 different muscles. Is the tongue very strong? Isn't it weird that, like, we have a muscle in our mouth, and when we like someone, we touch mouth muscles?
Oh, that's fucked. You and open your mouth, and you go, muscle, muscle, muscle. And then you pull it back in, and then you go, muscle, muscle, muscle,
muscle.
And then you pull it back in, and you go, muscle, muscle, muscle.
It's so weird.
That's so weird. Isn't it crazy that when you like someone, you're... vagina leaks
fluids.
And theirs and their well if you're in a straight relationship and their penis fills with blood starts leaking to it just or they start leaking and then for some reason your bodies want to match those up.
It's so
put your strong in my leak.
It's so
who did that first? Who were the first two that looked at their boner and leaking vagina and went, we should put these together?
Adam and Eve.
Do you think so?
I don't know. I think it must have been.
Believing in Adam and Eve is nuts to me.
Well, yeah, it's totally nuts.
I don't think the first guy ever was named Adam.
I'm not convinced. You don't?
It seems like a too modern. I think his name should have been like the sound of a rock. Like, I just don't believe Adam and Eve. What are these two? What are they living fucking in Pasadena?
Jack and Jill.
Yeah, what are they? You have a two-story home townhouse in Pasadena. These two, Adam and Eve.
And they're naked?
And they're naked. And they're talking to snakes. It's too much.
And there's an apple.
Although I did have a very intense acid trip at Joshua Tree very recently where I took probably the most acid I've ever taken in my life. And every time I closed my eyes, all that I could see was that the entire universe was run off snakes with electricity inside them. And I know that snakes are a big thing in the psychedelic world. A lot of people see snakes. And I kept seeing aliens laying down. And they were translucent and they were like breathing while they were sleeping and snakes were running through their whole bodies and they were running their bodies.
Well, but what about Kundalini? Because can you look up Kundalini?
Isn't that sex?
No, Kundalini is a type of yoga, but I do think there's like a connection to like the snake and the spine. I don't know. Kundalini.
The snake in the spine. Isn't that where acid goes? They say it stays in your spine.
Kundalini. Coiled snake. See?
Oh.
The word Kundalini comes from Sanskrit word meaning coiled snake. This energy can be awakened through yogas, mantras, asanas, and meditation. So, yeah.
Can we go to images?
Yeah. It's like connected to chakras.
Can you put in Kundalini? Whoa.
Yeah.
How is it that that was what I had without knowing that?
Because it's a real thing. And when you take
That's
a psychedelic.
That's kind of what I saw.
Yeah. But when you take a psychedelic, you're tapping into that. You're tapping into the energetic realm. You know,
does electricity look?
Yes, yeah,
and
that's
it's connected to your chakras,
dude.
Yeah,
but when I saw it, it was a bunch of snakes. You know the game Snake? It was like a bunch of snakes following each other, and they were like electric, like eels.
That's kind of cool.
And they were running through the body.
And was I like in the other room while this was happening?
Yeah, no, yeah. You were singing Torn in the room next to me.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing aliens full of snakes.
That's so funny.
Yeah, we're in two
different worlds, dude. I'm on mushrooms. You're seeing snakes.
I'm seeing psychedelic Kundalini snakes. And you're like, nothing's right, I'm torn. Like next to the room, like coming in, like, do you want a cupcake? That was such a fun trip. I think we want to do another one. I think we want to go camping on the beach if you want to come.
Yeah, that sounds so
this
fun.
This month. I'm ready for another. I like to get out into nature.
It makes such a big difference.
What does this remind you of? You want to take a whiff and tell me?
Take you a smell. And you
Close
know.
Your eyes. Take a smell. Take yourself back there.
Straight to Kauai,
baby. To Kauai. We fall in love with Kauai.
I think about it all the time.
Me too. Me too.
We got to go back.
We got to go back. We tore up Kauai.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain what we did to Kauai besides tear it up. By the time we left, there was local Kauaian girls putting curses on us.
Yeah.
I swear to God, we had to leave.
We had to leave.
We got kicked out of Kauai.
The island welcomed us and then kicked us back out.
It said, back home. We'll see you again. We're like the cousins you can only see every three summers.
Yeah.
That's what we are to Kauai. But it was so fun.
It was also fun making like vacation friends in the jacuzzi, like that one crazy bitch.
Oh my God, that crazy bitch. She was like, I'm a nurse, and if I could give you two single girls advice, fuck without condoms.
Yeah.
Just get your HPV shots.
Yeah, that's what
I was like, giving it as a nurse to just say fuck and without condoms, like if we were making the choice to use condoms to convince us out of it is nuts.
Because she's on a couple of beers in the hot tub.
Oh, she was like, trust me, I've fucked a lot. Oh, here comes my husband. Trust me, I've fucked a lot.
Yeah.
I've been out there. She was crazy. She was awesome.
Then we
met that couple that were there with their daughter. They were really nice. And then remember they had that sad son drama where we were like, do you have any other kids? They were like, yeah. Well.
Oh, and then
and it got quiet. And we were like, oh no, is it dead?
No.
And then she was like, our son, we're having a hard time with him. He doesn't really talk to us.
I know, and then bringing up the trauma, like, in the hot tub.
What do you mean?
Like, me asking about the sun off a pina colada and not knowing it was going to get to that point.
Nothing harder than sipping a pina colada and someone brings up their child
estranged
trauma.
Child.
And then we didn't know what to say after. They got, like, the whole family was so sweet and so nice, and then they were like, our son doesn't really talk to us. And then they got, like, And it was just like quiet steam around us. And I was like, yeah, you know, families suck.
Yeah, that's what, yeah. That's what I do remember you saying that.
I was like, straight up, you can't, if you have a whole family, you can't win them all.
Yeah, they can't all be winners.
I think I said there's one in every family were my choice of words. And I meant that.
Yeah. I think that's how we'll end it. There's one in every family.
There's one in every family. Signing off.
Bye.
Bye, guys. We'll see you next week.
See you next week at Princess Shank for show dates. Buy tickets to This Bitch and Friends. What day does this come out? Next week?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. This week, guys, March 14th, This Bitch and Friends at the Comedy Store. It's a fire lineup. It's me, Kim, Ryan Sickler, Josh Potter, Ali Makovsky, Greg Fitzsimmons, Ian Edwards in the main room.
Such a good lineup.
It will sell out.
It will sell out. Our last three shows have sold out. People couldn't get tickets. We are getting tweets, people asking how they could get tickets. They were gone. So buy them early. We're not trying to be like, we will sell out. And we don't. We literally have sold out the last three. We're bad bitches.
And also 418, all woman lineup. It's lineup.
It's Whitney, Annie Letterman,
Jetski,
Beth Stelling. And is Miranda Meadows hosting.
And May 7th, May 7th, This Bitch, live podcast for Netflix Is a Joke in the original room of the Comedy Store. That's a much smaller room than the main room. So that will sell out too for sure.
That's May 5th?
May 7th.
I got to put that in my calendar.
That's May 7th.
Oh, I have it there.
Yeah.
Yes. So come out, buy tickets, support us, buy some merch, share with a friend. You guys, I don't know what to say.
We're Patreon.
Patreon.com/KimCongden, patreon.com/SarahWineShank. Follow me on Twitch, QueenKong1.
Go watch Kim's special.
Check out my special if you haven't seen it, Childless MILF. Click it, share it with a friend.
Thank you so much.
And we'll see you guys next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.